Well, we're going to continue this conversation about what's happening with the impact of the open border here in Michigan. Of course, Alejandro Mayorkas has been impeached by the House. The Senate, led by Chuck Schumer, I don't expect much to happen. They're going to try to get rid of that as fast as possible. John Fetterman could be the fly in the ointment there, because that Democrat from Pennsylvania is saying the border being open is just a terrible, terrible thing. There you have it. So, join me now, House Republican leader in Michigan, Matt Hall. Matt, good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I want to touch on something. Dan Kildee yesterday was all over television saying, if you don't agree with the open border, you're a racist because they don't look like you and me, Matt, or something like that. Or they don't look like, they're not white, is what he was saying. So if you don't like an open border, you're a racist. And it made me wonder if he took this newcomer rental subsidy from Governor Whitmer and took the $500 to move somebody into his house that was from Guatemala or Venezuela or wherever else. Do you think he did? I wonder if Dan Kildee has somebody living in his house. What do you think?
Well, that's, you know, pretty common tactic the left is using. I mean, it's interesting, you know, they refuse to refer to these people as illegal aliens, and they try to explain away things like what we saw with Ruby Garcia as a domestic violence incident, failing to point out how, you know, the perpetrator had been deported under President Trump and returned thereafter to commit this murder in Kent County. And, you know, that was the second murder that had happened in Kent County in the last year by an illegal alien. I thought it was really interesting. You know, the Shiawassee County Sheriff misspoke, and rather than three illegal aliens in his county having been caught there trying to solicit minors, they had one. Well, they try to explain it like that was zero. No, there was one illegal alien there who was caught for soliciting minors under a program that Brian Begolt created when he was sheriff. And then just the other day in St. Joseph County near me, we had another illegal alien arrested for breaking into a mobile home and sexually assaulting two minors. So
one that was less than 13, if I'm not mistaken. One was under the age of 13. So look, these are just the ones we hear about, Matt. How many other ones are flying under the radar? Because this is a common tactic when you see this Grand Rapids resident, blah, 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 blah. And they don't say, oh, yeah, living in Grand Rapids, but as a Mexican national or a national of Venezuela, wherever, they just go, oh, you know, a resident of fill in the town. It's a dishonest approach because the news media feels like, well, we don't want to tell the truth when they should be telling the truth, because how else do people make decisions if they don't have good information?
Well, you're right. Yeah, they won't call them illegal aliens, and they you're right. Every time I read that, Kent County man, St. Joseph County man, Shiawassee County man, you're right. They're illegals. They're not here illegally, or they're not here legally. And unfortunately, you know, we have sheriffs in our state that are helping them by not enforcing federal immigration laws and not holding them on detainers, like our Kalamazoo County sheriff. Who should be working with ICE, working with federal law enforcement? Because when you're not working with law enforcement, or when you have sanctuary policies in your counties and cities, those are attracting more illegals. And just like you said, programs like the newcomer, they call them newcomers, right?
Right. They're illegal aliens, but they call them newcomers. And I just went because Will Bruck was just here, and he outlined, you know, if you go to the page, newcomer rental subsidy Michigan, whatever you look at, there's all sorts of things in there that you can get, all sorts of free stuff.
Yeah, well, the main thing though is these are illegals that are caught in the country, and then they're filing asylum claims to avoid deportation, and then Gretchen Whitmer is handing them a $500 check every month to help them stay in the state while they're fighting the deportation. And you look at these things, cash payments are allowed, you know, for income. You can use one of these, you know, government IDs that somewhere like Kalamazoo County will give to illegal aliens. So, you know, they're definitely benefiting from this. And that's why Gretchen Whitmer has gone silent and won't answer our questions about this program.
Yeah. But how much money did I see? Did he say was, is it $50 million for this?
Well, it's, yeah, they put in the Democrats. So what happened is This comes from the MISHDA fund.
All right.
Housing fund, the Community and Development Fund. And the Democrats are coming up with all kinds of creative programs like this. And what happened was just this last year, the Democrats voted to put another $50 million into this fund so that the Whitmer administration can come up with other creative ways to attract newcomers and others to our state.
Yeah. Look, I'm all for people coming to the state that are here legally. Look, there's plenty of opportunity. Plenty of opportunity in a variety of different industries, right? Different places to work, different places to raise your family. Beautiful place. Take care of the place. We would appreciate it if you did. But just letting people come here willy-nilly with no background check, no idea where they're from, having gotaways come here and murder our residents. I'm sorry, that doesn't fly. That doesn't make me a racist. It makes me an American that believes in law and order. And there's nothing wrong with that, is there?
No, and, you know, President Trump was in Grand Rapids last week, and you know, I had the opportunity to sit with him in a roundtable beforehand with our county sheriffs, like Frank Baker in Allegan County. And they were telling us, you know, that the only thing that's gone down in price under President Biden is meth and other drugs. Like, you know, and you're looking at, they just had a bust in Southeast Michigan where they had enough fentanyl to kill everybody in the state. And that's cheap because it's flooding across the border. And our sheriffs are dealing with that. Everyone in our state has a story about someone who's been affected by those things. But President Trump has said he's going to put a stop to it. He's going to start deporting illegals again, just like he did when he was president before. And he's going to ban these sanctuary counties and cities. And I'm looking forward to his leadership.
Well, I think that it's important. Look, we have to get our country under control. But you have to ask yourself, is it too late? If you've got the new numbers from Congressman Wahlberg that I heard on Friday, the new accepted numbers are now 13 to 20 million that have come in 3.5 years. Not 7 or 8 million, but 13.5 to 20 is what Tim Wahlberg says. And if that's true, that means we have 30 million or more people living in this country illegally, which means we have problems they're going to be insurmountable at some point, Matt. I'll give you the last word.
Well, that's true, and that creates housing problems in cities where you see, like in Detroit, New York, where they're putting them up in hotels. You know, it creates, you know, law enforcement problems like we've discussed. You know, how do you get these people jobs? What do you do? And it pushes more and more of it onto the taxpayers. So it's a major problem. We're working hard in the Michigan House to solve what we can, and we're going to need President Trump's leadership. Like when I was on stage with him, when he was talking about this Biden border bloodbath,
yep.
We need him back as president.
Time to change the trajectory, isn't it? Time to change the trajectory. Matt Hall, greatly appreciate you being here, as always.
Thank you.
Thank you. Matt Hall, House Republican leader in Michigan, trying to get some common sense delivered back to the State House in Lansing. I wish him well. Difficult place to be, it seems. Difficult place to be. I'm going to take a break. It's a Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com. Stevegruber.com. Send me your thoughts, your ideas. Follow me on Twitter or X, Facebook, Instagram, Truth Social, Getter, all of it. Become a team player with Gruber. I'll be back.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader,
your family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.